Well, the latest is that as we've a couple of weeks ago, we started phase two opening, and we're excited because at this point in time, about 95% of the businesses in Fleetwood are open for business. We've had a successful run during the pandemic of keeping businesses happy and keeping customers flowing with a lot of different ideas like curbside pickup and changing of hours and restrictions. So we're happy to report that moving forward in the first couple of weeks of phase two. I've been out and talking to the customers, talking to the people, and there's been a lot of positive feedback from the businesses, even though, you know, they're not working at capacity, but they're still trying to figure things out. But everyone's happy to be coming back to some kind of a normal.
What do you think the situation is for businesses? Let's just say what we're seeing right now is the new norm. Can businesses still stay afloat, or do things need to go fully back to normal? What do you think?
Well, there's going to be businesses, particularly restaurants, that are going to feel the brunt of this because of the fact that they, if they're not operating at capacity, they're basically losing money. And what we're seeing is that with, and it's the same with whether it's chiropractors or hairdressers, if there's only so many customers you can see in a day, because of, you know, losing time within the day, then you're going to see challenges. I think we're really early in the process right now. I think we need to understand that the businesses and the customers need to understand that this is a process right now that everyone's learning from. And my hope is that as we get to the end of this month and hopefully restrictions start to loosen a little bit, we'll see more activity happening in the businesses. I mean, the community is over 100 years old, and the businesses there, a lot of them have been there for decades and decades. And a lot of there are some franchises, there are some big businesses, but the small business, the community really rallied around our Open for Business campaign and our Fleetwood Deals app. And what we saw was, I heard from different businesses, particularly the restaurants in phase one, that said, you know what, I saw a lot of new faces come in for curbside pickup or for takeout that had not tried our restaurant before, and they directly attributed to the work that we were doing.
So what do you say to those customers that are still a little afraid to go out there?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, there's a couple of things. A part of our messaging in phase two is really about letting the businesses know that we're going to connect with their customers and letting the customers know that our businesses are going to do everything in their power to ensure that there's a safe and confident environment when they go and get their hair done or they get their nails done. And so really about instilling that consumer confidence that these businesses are professional. They're going to do everything in their power to make sure that you feel safe. And that's really what this is about right now, is building that consumer confidence. But I can tell you, in the first week, I got my hair cut, and the guy told me that he's 3 weeks booked. So solid. So and so businesses happen, and people are excited to get back out there and get their nails done and their hair done, or get the massage therapy done.
I need my hair cut. Rudy's taking care of his own, and it looks okay. I walked in, and I'm like, so you finally went to get your hair cut? I did it myself, and it looks all right. But he might need a little professional help. But it's great that they're busy and they're booked up, and hopefully this sort of, you know, alleviates some of the financial stress for them. And in that meantime, in that sort of 3 week period, we can start to loosen up a little bit on some of our anxieties of getting back out there again.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what we're hoping for is we're, you know, watching closely and talking with the three levels of government and Fraser Health. You know, if we continue as a province to continue to do the things that Dr. Bonnie Henry says, then those restrictions will get loosened up as we go to July. Obviously, I don't predict outside of the protests, I don't predict a lot of large gatherings and things happening of that sort. And it'll be interesting, really interesting to see what happens across the country and all the large cities around the pandemic, whether or not there's going to be an impact with the protests. But I think we're confident that the province has done an incredibly good job here, and us as a community and the city of Surrey has done a really good job of educating people and keeping people connected. So, you know, if phase three happens, we'll see the rec centers open, we'll see way more activity, and who knows, maybe we will have a Fleetwood Festival in September.